The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM with Poppy Scotland.
I'm Mark McKenzie linking up now with Three Rifles in Afghanistan. We can speak to Captain Palmer Winstanley from Three Rifles. He's a unit press officer. And Palmer, it's been a bit of a tough week this week for all associated with the British Army in Afghanistan.
Yes, Mark. The events of the last week put a bit of a shadow on what we're doing, certainly for all the families and friends worrying about us back at home. I think there's a few important messages we want to send home to the families as a result of this. And the first one really is just to highlight that this is a very small percentage of people we're talking about that do these kind of acts. The huge force we're dealing with is somewhere in the region of 7,000 ANAs. That's Afghan Army soldiers is what we deal with. And they've all actually had a massive outcry of sympathy for us, ISAF forces. And also, you know, they're angry at they actually can get up to these points where it can happen. So they do really do feel for us, and they're just as angry and sympathetic about it as we are for our own guys. So it's encouraging, and what's really encouraging is they've really leaned into the relationship. And what I mean by that is they haven't pulled away and they haven't changed things. They've actually really come to the table, and just to reassure us that the majority of them are, you know, they're on side, they want this to work, they know that the future of Afghan is in their hands. And by that, it obviously, what they mean by that is we've got to help them get to that stage in the next couple of years. So the relationship is what is the key thing here, and whatever the reasons are for this recent event and the investigation findings, the major issue is, and the one step we don't want to take, is to ruin the relationships with the Afghan forces. If we do that, we lose their consent, and we actually start to lose a grip on advising them and bringing them on to be the real force for good, and to show that they've got real governments in the area. So the important bit is that the Afghan army with us really have lent in. Their morale is good. They're out on operations again already. Most of the brigade advisory group are out now doing some fantastic work with the ANA, and they're already back out on the feet, and they're actually building some new checkpoints and clearing some areas. So things are moving forward very much, just because these events, whilst at home may seem as though things time stands still, we do very much move forward, and it's really encouraging. And that's likewise for our forces in the ISAF as well. We take the loss to heart, and it's very, very saddening, especially for the families at home, for the lost soldiers. But we have a job to do out here, and unless we stand up and get on with it, the job won't get done. And like I say, if we pull away from this relationship, then it won't work either. So it takes both sides, and there's a really good feeling of trust. And I spoke last week about the friendships built, the relationships that are working, and they're very much still there. So, I mean, the families should be reassured that we are working really closely with the ANA. They're a very good force, and it's working well, and things are cracking on, so it's looking good.
As positives out of this week, Armed Forces Day, of course, took place on Saturday, and I know when we spoke last week, there were plans afoot to make sure that was marked.
Yeah, as you heard the guys from the Mortar Platoon talking about their barbecue they had with the King's Royal Hussars out here. The guys back at Shoreback celebrating their own way. We all had the TVs on, obviously watching all the parades around Britain, and the massive outcry of support that we received, which is absolutely brilliant. And we also had, or we still have, Caroline Wyatt from the BBC out here, who is doing some live broadcasts of troops and people from other agencies. So we've had a lot of press out here over that period, and really they're just showing their support. And it's amazing to see all those parades and see the support and see actually that what we're doing does make a difference, and it's all appreciated by the families and friends back at home.
You mentioned the BBC. I know that in your role you'll deal with a lot of journalists, both broadcast and print as well. Has it been quite a regular occurrence to have the press out with you?
It has, yeah. So far we've had some embedded press, meaning they come out and they live with us for a period of time. We've had the BBC, Sky, now we've got the BBC again with us. We get a lot of attention, and being the brigade advisory group, so helping the Afghans move right from the in all areas, we get a lot of focus, and it obviously helps to show all the families at home, and they get to see everyone in Three Rifles, hopefully. and see what we're doing and actually show them it's not just their loved ones on the phone trying to sell them a lie, saying, oh, everything's good. They can actually see it on a television that things are actually good and they're moving in the right direction. So hopefully it gives the context to people, and that's the real aim of what I try to do with the CEO, is we really try to sell this, what we're doing here, to people at home and make sure they're aware that it is actually good. It's not just us telling them lines or anything until we get home. Things are working, and that's the important bit. As much of what we do is in the information about how we tell people and show them it's working. So otherwise, if we do it and don't show anyone, that's kind of half the battle lost anyway.
Yeah, information is always important, especially for the families back home. And I know that you've used you're using social media to strengthen that link as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got obviously Three Rifles Facebook up and running, which is facebook.com/3rifles. Everything we have on there, any photos we get from our guys, we stick up there, no matter how embarrassing or whatever situation they might be in. And then we put all the stories of what the guys are up to on our Swift and Bold website, which is swiftandbold.org. So we just try and show everyone at home, when we haven't got the big world press out here, we can still get that constant flow. So hopefully it gives them that warm, fuzzy feeling that they're very connected and they know what's going on.
Excellent. Captain Palmer Winstanley, thank you very much for your time today.
The Afghanistan link-ups on Garrison FM.
With Poppy Scotland supporting our heroes, visit poppyscotland.org.uk.